Today on Press TV, angry protests have erupted in several Turkish cities over the government's handling of a deadly mine disaster in the country's west. The protesters attacked Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's car in Samar during his visit there. They say Ankara has not done enough to save those still trapped in the mine. Turkey's major unions have announced a one-day strike to protest the deaths of over 270 workers following a tragedy at the coal mine in Samar. They say mining incidents have increased in Turkey following the privatization of the sector. They've also called for a public response to the disaster. The Syrian army is pressing ahead with its operations to flush out militants in several parts of the country. The latest bomb-up operations are being carried out in Aleppo, the Damascus countryside and Idlib. Over a dozen foreign-backed insurgents have been killed in the attacks. French protesters have taken to the streets in the northern city of Béthune to demand justice for a man killed by police 2 months ago. The 26-year-old victim was gunned down after allegedly injuring a police officer. The protesters say the circumstances around his death must be investigated. In Thailand, two people have been killed and over 20 others injured in an attack on an anti-government protest camp in Bangkok. The protesters are calling for the removal of the caretaker government. Tensions have been on the rise in Thailand after former Premier Yingluck Shinawatra was removed from power. Afghanistan's election commission says the results of the country's April presidential election will be announced on Thursday. The announcement of the final results have been postponed over fraud allegations. Preliminary results show former Foreign Minister Abdul Abdullah has the lead over his rival Ashraf Ghani. Clashes have once again erupted between police and protesters in the Venezuelan capital Caracas. Around 80 people have been detained in the unrest. The protesters were calling on the authorities to release demonstrators detained in recent days. Venezuela has been the scene of violent clashes for more than 3 months now. Brazilian bus drivers have refused to obey a court order to end their walkout. This is the second straight day of public transport disruption in Brazil. Public workers from other sections are also planning to join the strike. The industrial actions come just ahead of the upcoming FIFA World Cup games. Those are the latest here on Press TV.